Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Holson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Good to have you guys with us today. Got a lot of stuff going on. Got a ton of different stories. We're going to have Tyson Owens from Trika Fishing on. Talk a little bit of rods, reels, and all sorts of cool stuff.
You're going to learn about something real new.
Yeah, and something really cool. I think it's probably, and I've been in this a long time, and I think it's probably one of the more unique things that they put into the rods. And the reels is attention to detail, I think. They built them from from scratch. But you're going to want to hang out and listen to this one because it's pretty impressive and something you want to consider maybe putting in a boat.
Put it in the boat. You want to put it in your hand.
Exactly. Anyway, we're going to have a lot of that to talk about, and we'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa.
Hello, Donald.
Good day.
Hey, Ava.
How's it going?
Here we go again.
Surviving the snow.
I was going to go skiing up north this weekend. We got a big ski instructor certification going on at Giants Ridge. And I was going to go, and I took one look at the forecast. And
so it's no more.
Going up wouldn't be bad. Coming back home, not so good. We'll see what happens, though, because you know what? We don't really know.
Till it happens. Later on.
Yep. All I know is it says heavy snow.
Yep.
Tonight, heavy snow tomorrow. Well, whatever. Who knows? It's all good. Does that mean skiing's not done with, Don? Just remember that.
It's done.
No. Hey, I went fishing this week.
Where?
On the river.
Oh, yeah. Catch anything?
I didn't say I was catching. I just went fishing.
You went. Okay. I do a lot of that.
You know what?
What?
I just wanted to get out there and say I put my line in the water and practice my jigging technique.
Was there many people out there?
No. I did my normal about a mile and a half walk and grabbed my truck, drove down right by the bridge. And it was a downriver wind and it was cold.
Did you take the boat off the trailer?
I did it ashore, and it was so cold because it was blowing downriver and the temperature was dropping. As it gets to be sunset, that's always a good time to go.
Right.
And I finally got to the point where I could not feel my fingers. I didn't wear gloves. I'm like, whatever. I got a hood on and a heavy jacket.
We're gonna solve that later in the show with a sensitive rod.
There you go. Exactly. You don't have to worry about it.
Right.
It'll tell you. Yeah. It'll absolutely transmit to your brain before you can hand, so you don't worry about it.
You need to put a little bell on the end of your rod.
Yes, Don.
Yeah, a little ding, 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 ding.
Well, a story I was going to do last week. We didn't get a chance to do it, but I don't know. This gentleman, or I don't want to use the word gentleman, they call him a sheep smuggler in the title of the story, but he pleads, quote unquote, hunting addiction. That was his plea to avoid prison time.
Hunting addiction. Okay.
So the question is, can claiming hunting addiction keep you out of prison for wildlife crimes? Someone from Sacramento, California, recently tested out that argument before a federal judge after being convicted for smuggling an endangered Ladakh Ural sheep home from a Pakistani hunting trip. And when I hear the word addiction, it seems to refer to drugs, alcohol, or gambling, the defendant said. He wrote in a letter to a U.S. district judge, but I have definitely felt a deep compulsion about hunting, so much so that I see it clouds my decision. That that plea did not hold up, and he was sentenced to 6 months in prison, followed by 2 years of supervised release and an $85,000 fine, all for one count of conspiracy dating back to 2016. That was a year when he first began making plans with a Pakistani hunting guide. I won't go into the detail on that. And they forged documents in order to hunt the rare Ladakh Ural sheep. Only about 180 of the sheep remain in Pakistan, and they're generally illegal to hunt. Some exceptions exist for traditional purposes only. Furthermore, it's illegal to export sheep from Pakistan, and also illegal under U.S. law to import them. Despite those ideas, the plans came to fruition a year later. He shot a sheep in 2017 trip, reportedly paid the guide $50,000 to hunt the animal. It wasn't until a return trip in 2018 that he attempted to bring the sheep home, along with seven other sheep and other species as well that had been legally shot over the course of several previous seals. So he shot seven other sheep, and he had this one in the mix, right? Apparently, he declared to Customs and Border Protection at the San Francisco airport that the Ladakh Ural sheep was actually a Punjab Ural sheep. However, the agents were suspicious, and they called it in. At that point, they knew he was in hot water, and the problem ensued, which is a problem. And he told the agents he shot the animals out of a big herd. He also tossed around the idea of pretending to call U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on behalf of the Pakistani Wildlife Department. La-da-da-da-da, it goes on and on and on. His sentence was handed down in February despite the hunting addiction plea, which didn't work. The sentence, relatively lenient compared to what it could have been. Had the judge brought down the full weight of the law, he would have been facing 5 years in prison, $250,000 fine. They have not decided if they're going to do anything with an extradite the guide, but he's listed as a co-defendant in the case. And there's a slew of other similar crimes committed by that outfitting business. 25 hunters forged documents to import 97 trophies in the United States between 2013 and 2018 with the help of this guide.
My goodness. So
it's crazy.
So is the guide an American?
No.
No, he's in Pakistan.
He's from Pakistan. He's lucky he didn't get caught in Pakistan.
But
well,
just from, yeah.
But America is saying we want him to come here.
They
want
to extradite
charges.
Him because there's so many violations. So, needless to say, the common theme here is hunting addiction is not a valid one.
This is like years in the planning, and
it's just like an alcoholic saying, "Honest, I was just thirsty."
Sorry, sir.
Anyway, just to give you an idea there. But, hey, stay tuned. We have Tyson Owens from Trica Fishing Rods. You're going to want to actually Trica Fishing. They have rods and reels and other stuff. But hang tight. We're going to be talking with him. It's going to be good.